USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The September jobs report is coming in under expectations. The Labor Department reporting the economy adding only 149,000 jobs in September. Labor Secretary Matt Walsh offers his explanation for the low jobs number on Fox Business.
There's a lot going on in the economy. We're still dealing with a pandemic. We're still dealing with the Delta variant.
This marks the second month in a row the jobs number created fell short of expectations, with economists predicting nearly 500,000 jobs being created in September. Gas prices are on the rise. That's according to AAA's national survey, which shows the average price for regular is up more than a half cent to $3.26 a gallon. Gas prices in the Democratic-run state of California are at $4.43 a gallon. USA Radio News.
On January 29th of last year, I was a stroke victim, but some patients can't even get the proper medication because of stringent insurance practices. Doctor, doesn't seem like America, does it?
No, it does not. And first of all, I'm very sorry that you had that experience. It is not like America. This is not the way it should be. PCSK9 inhibitors, which were released and approved by the FDA in 2015, the summer of 2015, have experienced unprecedented barriers for access by the payers of the insurance companies. They're human monoclonal antibodies made by an immortal cell line. They're not little drugs that are just punched out on an assembly line.
Wow.
But what I can tell you is this, that the PCSK9 inhibitors clearly lower LDL cholesterol effectively. I mean, that has been well documented.
If you think you have a heart problem, what's the best thing to do?
Oh, my God. If you think you have a heart problem, talk to your doctor.
After saying in December 2020 that he would not be in favor of mask mandates, President Biden is changing his tune.
President Biden making another pitch to get American workers vaccinated, visiting a factory in the Chicago area to promote his COVID-19 vaccine mandate. It applies to companies with 100 or more employees, and he does concede.
I know the vaccination requirements are tough medicine, unpopular with some, politics for others, but they're life-saving. They're game-changing for our country.
The federal rule is pending, but some big companies have already gone ahead with vaccine requirements. Filing from our New England Bureau for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Tesla CEO Elon Musk saying at his annual shareholder meeting that Tesla is moving their headquarters from Palo Alto, California to Austin, Texas. Musk saying the move is in response to the rising cost of living in the Bay Area. USA Radio News.
There's a lot of confusion about how to protect yourself from COVID, with guidelines and regulations changing by the week. One thing is certain. You need an accurate thermometer for your family to check for fever, the leading sign of flu and COVID. Only the Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer has been proven accurate in more than 100 clinical studies. Don't rely on non-contact thermometers. They have no scientific studies behind them and can miss the fever that might mean COVID. Learn more at Exergen.com.
Exergen is changing the way the world takes temperature.
Republican governors and lawmakers joined Texas Governor Greg Abbott at the U.S. southern border to get a first-hand look at the surge of illegal immigrants and asylum seekers arriving there. One of those governors was Mike DeWine of Ohio. He tells Fox Business Network what border agents tell him about what they first noticed about the illegal immigrants coming.
When you talk to the people, President Biden's own people on the border, Border Patrol, federal people, and you know what, when you get them and aside and talk to them, you know certainly what they tell you is that when the president came into office, things dramatically changed, and we started seeing a lot more people come in.
The Drug Enforcement Administration announcing last week it had seized over 1.8 million fake pills laced with fentanyl and arrested over 800 individuals over a two-month period in a crackdown on distribution of the drug across the United States. The Draconid meteor shower will peak tonight. The Draconids appear every October and are seen earlier in the evening than most meteor showers. The American Meteor Society saying stargazers should have a clear view of the meteor shower because of the waxing moon, which is expected to set before nightfall. The striking meteors are easier to see with no moonlight and are best viewed in the northern hemisphere. More news online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.